Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Because following state record-keeping requirements is a challenge, Dayton Township's Clerk Sandy Wiseman and Treasurer Jody Behrens are working together to solve the project. The two are working on cleaning up the old records according to state statutes as required by their retention schedule. There are a variety of documents that townships are required to keep, and how long a document has to be kept differs depending on the type of document. The two are sorting their way through the documents, some of which date back all the way to the 1800s and early 1900s. There are some documents that are required to be kept forever, while others are only required for 25 years or even just 5 years. The records that are no longer required to be kept were taken to be shredded. The tentative plan is to display some of the century-old records that are required to be kept. Their efforts were to make more storage in the hall, and the board has approved paying Wiseman and Behrens $15 an hour each. And another news for today. The Almont Community School Board of Education is seeking a new superintendent. During their last meeting, board members narrowed the field of candidates down to 5 to be interviewed this week. On Tuesday, the board will interview Ron Jacobs at 6:05 p.m. and do an interview with Jason Larson at 7 p.m. and Ashley McCain Markham at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, May the 20th, Kyle Wood will be interviewed at 6:05 p.m. and then Jordan Ackerman will be interviewed afterwards at 7 p.m. Jacobs is the principal of the Corona High School. McCain Markham is a director of student services at Lakeville Community Schools. Kyle Wood is an assistant superintendent at Croswell Lexington Schools. And Ackerman is the superintendent of Reese Public Schools. Those interviews will be done in the district's high school media center. A replacement is being sought for Superintendent Kimberly Von Hiltmeyer, who will retire at the end of the 2025 through 2026 school year on June the 30th after 31 years of working with the district. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
This is Greg Alexander, dues-paying member of Abate Region 7 and one of your state representatives. As we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States, it's worth remembering that freedom always comes with responsibility. And that includes the responsibility we share on Michigan roads. Every year, riders across our state are injured or killed simply because someone didn't take the extra second to look twice. As motorcycle season returns, I'm asking all drivers, put the distractions down, check your mirrors, look left, look right, and look left again. That simple habit saves lives. To my fellow riders, gear up, ride smart, and make yourself seen. We all want to get home safely. Abate has spent decades fighting for education, awareness, and the rights of Michigan motorcyclists. Safety isn't just our mission. It's a responsibility of every driver and every rider on the road. As we mark 250 years of American independence, let's honor that legacy by protecting one another. Look twice, save a life. Motorcycles are everywhere.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Village of Elkton's financial records will undergo a routine review tomorrow, Monday, May the 18th. Nitsky and Foppel are scheduled to start their audit and are expected to complete the review by May the 26th, according to the village clerk and treasurer Phyllis Baranski, who also reported that she has finished working on the M142 survey for the proposed development of that land. With that work done, Baranski is now working with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation to start advertising the M142 parcels that are ready for contractors to review for development. And another news for today. Carsonville Village officials are waiting to hear back from the state if their request for $1 million has been approved or not. If the funding is received, it will then be used to replace the 60-year-old hand-dug well, as well as create two new wells, build a new water tower, and update the water main system. The Michigan House of Representatives has approved the financial request, and it is currently in the process of being reviewed by the Senate. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, May the 17th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.